Previously on Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast.
What is this?
It says the building has been condemned and is no longer fit for humans. Oh my God, it says the final evacuation date that we're going to be evacuated by next week.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
Spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free. And there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, in your face and hear that ding a ring, and occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Ready. I've never been more ready.
Ladies and gentlemen,
maybe a couple times.
Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall.
Here we are.
Here we are.
I never thought this day would come.
I never thought this day would come, but here it is, everyone. We're moving out of our studio today.
Yes, we are. We are moving.
We are. We are moving, and this will be a moving episode.
You know us.
No matter what, I proclaim it.
You know us. If we're going to be moving, we're doing an episode about moving.
You know us. Speaking of bowel movements, Mr. Snodbottom's packing up in there in the control booth.
There were, I think, six boxes Austin took out of so Irritable Bowel Gazette.
Irritable Bowel. Well, you know, he has resisted... what do you call it where you get a magazine repeatedly in the mail? Subscribing. He's resisted subscribing.
You've resisted remembering how to say subscribing.
Whoa, everybody. It's been a long day. We've been packing up the studio. I've forgotten what a subscription is.
I took three of those Xanax from the bowl.
So. From Becky's bowl.
Yeah,
well,
and I knew there was Xanax, and I still took them.
And, well, she's not here today. She didn't even come in today. I don't know what the hell is up with her.
I didn't think I saw her. What is up? What is up? We're moving out. She's really helping us.
Yesterday, all I could see her doing was, oh God, she was just thumbing through issues of Modern Bride all day.
But there is too much sadness today to have to think about having to blort over that.
There is. There's too much sadness, Kendall, in the world. And I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. What do you think? Everybody, there's our drum. What do you think, everybody, about decisions? And when you see people making decisions, as I don't know, do people even know? Have we even said on the show? Becky, our office assistant, has become engaged in a horrible entanglement, which is her engagement to Charles the contractor.
I know, I don't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything too bad about Charles right now because I'm just too sad to think about it.
Hey, I'm too sad. He has already gone. Oh, God. There's so much to tell people, Kendall. I can't handle all these announcements and proclamations that we have to make.
I know. Well, it's so sad.
It's too sad.
I'm not going to go into all the things about Charles right now. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like we need to say, all right, everybody, if you could just gather around for just a minute. We have just a few announcements to get through today.
I'm just saying
that
I'm not going to go into all the bad things about him. I'm just going to say Becky's just making a bad choice. It's a bad choice. Overall, no matter what you even think about Charles, it's a terrible choice.
It's a terrible choice. Marriage in and of itself is
not
a terrible
just marriage.
Choice.
I mean, she's so young and he's so old and she's just not thinking through things.
And marriage is awful. is what I've always been told. But anyway, it is because young, old, May, next May, and it's just too different. They're too different. I don't get it. But Kendra, don't you see people making decisions every day that you just, you know in your heart that you could never tell them, but you know that you're, they're just making the wrong damn move.
Every time you get off the phone with Domino's, Cliff, I do.
Every time you see one of those emails open on your iPad when you get it back, that's the tracker. Tracking my pizza.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I've got a constant tracker, like an app, that it just blows up. It's like Christmas lights on my phone.
It blows up. The app is blowing up, and God, we're moving. Have we mentioned that?
We're moving out.
We got evicted last week, and we're trying to put on a brave face.
Yep.
And remember that this is a comedic, somewhat internet talk show.
Hosted by two fat folks.
Hosted by two morbidly obese people named Cliff and Kendall. And I've in a meeting yesterday with Mr. Snodbottom, when he made several horrible announcements, one after the other, just like those dings, and I said, okay, the name of our show is and always has been Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Now, it originated, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, when you were on this coast, LA, and I was in New York, as we were for the first 40-some odd episodes. And then we did have a little secret switcheroo, and I came here to the studio in L.A., where we've been ever since, and over the time, who remembers when the secret came out, and we're here at the studio in L.A. But, okay, so Coast to Coast, is that still the title? Is it? I don't know. Should we? Is it, should we?
Are you asking me or Mr. Snodbottom?
Both. I wanted a straight answer from one of you. Is that you, Kendall, buzzing in?
I forgot what we said.
Oh, my God.
Are you asking me a question or something we've already talked about?
Boy, believe me. I told you in the meeting, as part of one of the many, many announcements I made, that of course we're still going to call the show Living Candle Coast to Coast, even though we'll no longer be on a coast, boy.
Well, I'm just saying, is it confusing?
Well, because we're broadcasting coast to coast, Cliff.
Okay, that makes sense.
Exactly, boy. I thought I went over it in a PowerPoint presentation. Were you paying attention, boy?
Kendall, was there a PowerPoint? Were you in that meeting?
I had just got a pizza. I wasn't really paying attention.
Who can remember?
But we will forever be Mr. Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Forever and always, if that's what you say.
Yes, boy. Says it many times. Hope you remember it this time.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, wow.
Okay.
He has been so grumpy.
He's sad. We're all sad.
I know, but we're just being grumpy to each other, and everybody's getting on everybody's nerves because we're having to pack up all this stuff.
The building was condemned, and we're having to move. Have we even said where we're moving to, God?
No, we have not. I was about to get to that clip. We're heading east. And south to the most wonderful of places, the most scary and terrifying of places, Busheltown.
Oh my God. We are, because
we're there so much anyway. I mean, Mrs. Potter Butterbutterchurn lives there, and she has to commute all the time.
She is, you know, she has her own stash of cash that we do not have.
Yeah.
And she's worked out a deal. You know, we've broadcast several times from radio station there, KBSH, Mrs. Pussy Bottoms.
Yep.
Radio station. And she said they actually have a building.
I hope it can contain that.
Should we pack those and take them with us or leave them here? We'll vote later.
Or send them back. Send them back!
We'll vote later on that, everybody. maybe we'll leave them here. Who knows? But there's a building out behind KBSH that we'll be moving into very shortly.
I haven't really seen it yet. Mr. Snodbottom assures us that it is a great place.
He said it's a building.
It better be great.
And Charles...
If we're going all the way to Busheltown to do this show, we should at least have a good studio.
That was probably in one of those announcements he made. I don't know. But Charles is already there. My explicit directions to Charles, I want him to, as well as he can, painstakingly recreate the studio here that we have in LA that feels just so much like home to me.
And then I qualified for it not to be in duct tape because that was his first thought.
No duct tape. I want actual drywall. None of that oatmeal mess that he does sometimes. I want you to fix the cracks in the floors. Don't just be pouring powdered sugar in the slabs.
Well, Cliff, it's no wonder that we got evicted from this place. I mean, just yesterday, I leaned up against the wall. My hand went through the wall.
And
there's been a draft, and I've gotten sick because of all this. On top of everything else, I'm sick from this draft in the wall.
Kendall, I've always said you were one motherfucking sicko. And I was always right.
You do say that, Cliff.
I do say that, Kendall. I do. I do. And if our listeners want to one day say I do, then maybe they do better start listening to Cliff and Kendall, because we have a new segment we're debuting here today, everybody. Imagine that on an episode where we're not only packing up our lives and we're still debuting new episodes, everybody. You can't keep talent down. I'm a talent powerhouse. And I've got a co-host named Kendall, and he's here with me.
We'll do it from the sidewalk if we have to.
We'll do it wherever we've got to do it from. Even
as long as you listen,
even if it means Busheltown. All right, everybody.
Look, we got some dating do's and don'ts.
Dating do's and don'ts. Listeners. It's our new segment. It's called Do These Dating Do's, but Don't Do These Dating Don'ts.
Don't.
Oh, Kendall, I said in the meeting, I said, is this title for the segment, is it too long? Is it too long? And Mr. Snodbottom, he had an idea. Mm-hmm. He said, why not? Like people do. You know, people love saying stuff like OMG and LOL and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. OMG, LOL.
Yeah, stuff like that. And so
PBR.
He said, why not just call it by an acronym? And he said you could call it, you know, DT double D B double D T double D. And I said, that's okay.
I will never be able to say that.
I don't know, Kendall. There's enough double D's in here with you.
this studio is full of double D's.
Oh, God. Kendall, let's just let our listeners in on some love and relationship advice with do these dating do's, but don't do these dating don'ts. Kendall, do you have a dating do for our doting listeners?
I do, Cliff. I do. Do.
Deal it out, daddy-o.
Cliff, I want you, if you're going out on a date with somebody.
Which I frequently do.
I want you to look your best, feel your best, or if you can't even do any of those, just walk into the room with confidence, because confidence shows through everything else, Cliff. Everything that you may find wrong with yourself, just go in there with confidence, and you are sure to win them over.
If you find a box with my confidence in it, Kendall, just let me know. I lost it when we moved in.
It might be in the storage closet. Austin's still going through there.
Oh, my God. He was stuck in there this morning. He was in there for like 2 hours. He just started playing some dumb candy game on his phone. I don't know what it is. Anyway, Kendall, if our listeners want to pop a Woody anytime soon, maybe you better do this first, dudes. Flash your best asset, which is not your Woody.
Keep that asset away.
I'll just tuck it away for a little while. It's your smile, everybody. Just smile. Oh, just smile.
Smile, though your heart is breaking.
Oh, the whole world is a great world after all. Kendall, it's your smile.
Well, it's part of confidence.
It's part of your confidence, according to Kendall. And whether you meet him in a bar or a supermarket, Kendall, if you just smash that good old-fashioned smile or flash it, either one, it's one of the best ways to get the attention of a handsome stranger. Don't you know? If you smile at somebody and he smiles back while you're both squeezing the melons in the produce dip, then you're probably communicating, Kendall. If you're in there stocking up on bulk discount frozen burritos, you can roll your card over and comment on that Michael Bolton song playing over the sound system. Then boom.
That's how the best love story start, Cliff.
Boom, you got something in
the
common.
Melon section of the the Piggly Wiggly.
Grandma, where did you meet Grandpa? In the melon section, of course.
Cliff, I got a don't for you.
Don't
ask anything that's none of your business.
Oh, don't.
Especially
do
on
it.
A first date. In other words, Cliff, start out Keep in mind that you're meeting a stranger, and you shouldn't ask questions that you wouldn't want to answer on a first date.
Strangers in the night.
Don't get weird.
Don't get weird. If you want any of that to happen, Kendall, don't. Really weird. Don't do this, everybody. Don't go out in one huge group. If you're looking to meet a suitor or a suitee, whatever you'd like, whatever your feelings are. Kendall,
thanks for clarifying.
Yeah, the best size group to go out in with is three, I think.
Oh, so there's one.
Yeah, and so going out alone might invent people to talk to you, but, you know, you might just seem too desperate sitting there sipping down margaritas alone at the bar, everybody.
But what if you are the size of three people like me?
Oh, Kendall, then you will not be going out.
You should just stay home.
You'll be at home. You won't have to worry about this. Kendall, and if you're with just two people, well, somebody doesn't want to, you know, just ask you to dance. I'll probably ask you for a menage a trois. And if you're not into that, then it could be annoying.
It could be annoying? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, it could be.
It could be. So anyway, Kendall, I hope our listeners take heed.
Do follow our advice. Don't ignore it.
And I hope they do these do's and don't do these don'ts.
I knew that was coming.
I gotta take a break.
Oh, I'm so far past I need to take a break.
Don't let me down, listeners.
We'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Okay, here comes Anne, prettiest girl in school and the liveliest cheerleader of them all. There's a big game today, and no one who'd rather be in Anne's shoes any more than Pat, the kid sister. Someday, Pat, too, will be one of the prettiest, liveliest girls in school. If she builds up strength, builds up energy, builds up strong bones and steady nerves the way Anne does. Anne starts her day with a good, hearty breakfast, including her favorite, Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. And Pat, too, is learning that Kellogg's Pep has more builder-upper vitamins than any other ready-to-eat wheat cereal. And Pep is easy to serve. So really enjoy breakfast and keep going strong and growing strong day after day. Build your better breakfast around the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
All right, Cliff, we are back.
Oh, we're back, Kendall.
Back, but not for long.
That's for us being back.
It's how back we are.
It's how back we are. Kendall, if anybody could see my back fat.
Oh, let's not talk about back fat. God, I don't want to.
They would run screaming.
I'm just too sad about how fat I am.
They would run screaming, and they would gather villagers with them, and they would get torches. I guess, what do you do? To make torches, you just grab some big branches.
You just grab some stuff.
Get a rag, soak it in gasoline, tie it to the top, light it, and they would all come to me for this back fat. And I would just be dead so soon.
That was a great story, Cliff.
Up in heaven, and it would be fantastic, Kendall.
That was a little weird.
It was a little weird.
It's time for... Kendall's
Oh, Kendall, dive right in.
Oh, I'm gonna.
Dive into the weird news.
Cliff, a British man.
Uh-oh.
Has reportedly died after accidentally drinking liquid methamphetamines from a bottle he thought contained fruit juice.
Oh, no.
Romano Diaz, 55-year-old in Campshire, England, fell ill after consuming what he thought was a fruit-based drink given to him by his daughter, Cambridge News reported.
Why did his daughter have a big old glass of meth?
Well, you see, this bottle, Cliff, was delivered to the daughter's home 3 years ago under the correct address but a wrong name.
Uh-oh.
So she just kept this package for months and then for some reason thought, I'm going to give my dad this drink that came in this box that I don't know who it was from.
I smell a rat. I don't think she's fessing up.
It said he drank like a bottle, like half the bottle before he started thinking, I think I'm sick. I think I'm dying. And then he died.
Uh-oh.
They said it was supposed to be for a drug dealer in the area who was planning to introduce meth to to the area.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a little substance I've got here in this little bottle. It's something that's going to change your life and make it a little bit better. Has anybody out here seen Breaking Bad?
Yes, I got what I deserve.
It's called meth. I have not.
It's called meth, everybody. That is weird.
Isn't it weird? I told you.
That is some weird stuff.
All right, Cliff. Rachel Gossett and Frank Lucas were caught having sex in a parked car at a Waffle House in Georgia when Logansville authorities arrested them. And the officer who was called to the scene when somebody complained that the witness was inebriated, Mrs. Gossett attempted to use a burger as a shoe before she got in the cop car.
Uh-oh.
Weird.
That is weird.
So, Cliff, have you heard about...
Yeah.
Have you heard about the law in California for the porn stars have to wear condoms? You heard this bill that's been going through the Senate.
Kendall, I've been following this closely on the very reputable news website, some very into the condom bill.
I thought you were, Cliff. So there's new developments in this condom bill that people think in California that the porn actors should have to wear goggles, protective goggles, for any emissions that would go flying at their face.
Goggles, Kendall.
When you turn your next porn on, everybody's going to be wearing goggles and like ski masks.
Kendall, I only watch porn because I love seeing the look in their eyes.
Well, you better get used to not having that look anymore, Cliff, because everybody's wearing goggles.
Damn it.
And that's weird, Cliff. That's all the time I've ever weird news.
Oh, God, that was weird.
That's the weirdest things I had around in the studio, Cliff.
That was weird.
It's weird that's our last show here. That's what's weird.
Oh, God.
I'll remember all these things about our studio, Cliff.
I'll remember so many things, Kendall. And what I want to do right now, and before our listeners turn off, who, if you haven't already, odds are you've fallen and you can't get up. So... if you're laying there and waiting for the EMTs to arrive, they're EMTs, what you call that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Emergency medical technicians or something.
You're waiting for them to arrive, and what you're going to hear next is a short look back at just some memories of our studio here.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
The only way to get anything in or out of a dream is to stick it up your vajayjay and smuggle it in or out.
Did you get a blowjob too? Well, said the other tramp, no, I never found her head. She didn't say that. She said...
what happens in between my legs is my own business.
You should make a list of positive things.
Pubic hair prostitute. What a whore.
Do you think you should take your bra off?
Yeah, bra on or off? What do you think?
Oh.
They say, Cliff, will you share with us your special gift given to you from the Lord?
Out of chocolate!
The listeners are thinking to themselves, who better?
The sweet potato casserole is the most amazing thing I've ever eaten in my life. Dear, thank you. It's a secret recipe from my great-grandmother.
Lay it on us.
We have been down in the dumps our whole life for being obese. Okay. Don't got nothing for that one.
Have you ever seen a bulldog eating mayonnaise?
Opryland 89.
This is not an Alan Jackson live radio cast. This is Cliff and Kendall.
It's an unauthorized Alan Jackson fan cast.
I'm calling this election for McCain.
Cliff and Kendall can now project.
When suddenly a wasp buzzes into the wife's vajayjay.
Cliff. Yeah. Jonah called her minister, and she said...
Jonah.
And she said, Reverend...
A woman named Jonah?
Yes, Cliff.
Oof. You got some boogers in your wing-wang, Kendall. Oh, my God.
I thought Kendall was gay.
Who do I look like, Bob Vila?
I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, so I'm so glad
well, you're a huge anything.
Oh, well, you're on the air with Coasting with Kendall.
Oh, I'm on the air?
You're on the air.
I have to sit outside. I'm on the air. The radio station just called me. I'm winning tickets to Supertramp.
You wish.
Did you not just ask me who the first woman was?
Yes.
And Charles Lindbergh is a woman?
Yep.
Charles Lindbergh.
Yeah. This is the show. Oh, Cliff. So many wonderful memories here in this place. I've got to wipe a tear away from my face.
Oh, I have to wipe tears away from my face, too. You know, if by chance, somehow, the listeners, if you're just listening for the first time...
You just got an abbreviated version.
That's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's all you need to know.
That's Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast.
That's all of our past.
And look for more of that.
Boiled down.
Coming up from Busheltown, Cliff.
And here's what I'm committing. I am... Damn it. There should be a Law and Order sound effect, but it sounds like that instead. But anyway, Kendall, I am committing, dunk-dunk, to the listeners this.
I think we've already packed the dun-dun.
We packed... Charles is probably remotely removing him. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I am committing to the listeners, I will not let a tiny, insignificant change, like where we're living and doing the show from, I won't let it change the show. The fabric of the show is here. It's obesity.
The fabric of our lives.
And fatness. And that won't change. What you heard in those clips, the same spirit is going to be there. It's just we won't be taking the 405. We'll be
taking the Busheltown 1.
Oh, God. But we'll be, yeah. So that's what I'm committing to, everybody. Kendall, and I know we're busy packing up, but do you have a minute?
I've got about 1 minute, and I would love to hear some media.
Isn't it odd on our final episode we're doing these segments?
It is. It's time for Cliff's Media Minute.
Oh, Kendall, listeners, do you have a minute in what your day, your busy day, for some media?
I got a minute, Cliff.
All right. Kendall, oh my God, somebody might be having a worse week than we are.
Who is that?
Kendall, a little boy lost in the woods, known as Baby Bieber.
Baby Bieber.
Oh, Kendall, he's lost.
Poor Bieber.
He's lost in the woods of Brazil. And by the woods, I mean he, of course, has been barred from a hotel for bringing a big group of the best-known prostitutes back to the hotel, and he just
I hate when that happens, Cliff.
Don't you hate it, everybody? And it was a big mistake, and Bieber and his horn dog entourage, they tried moving hotels, but it just was not, it wasn't okay. It wasn't working for him, Kendall, and a warrant was issued for little Bieber's arrest.
Bieber.
Oh, after...
I guess they're going to have Bieber fever.
Oh, gosh. His crew was so horny, Kendall. How horny were they? But in their extreme horny rage, they trashed the hotel room. They destroyed priceless hotel artwork. And,
antique.
Yeah, and they just destroyed a fridge door, which we might do had there not been anything in the mini bar.
Yeah.
And, Kendall, I don't know. They just trashed the whole place. I don't know if they peed in any buckets. You know how he's famous for that.
Oh, Bieber.
Kendall, but anyway, if you thought that was the end of the Bieber saga, joke's on you. It's not. Shortly after this, Kendall, he invited a crew of 30 not prostitutes, just desperate women.
That's everybody else in the world. They're not prostitutes.
The non-prostitutes, they weren't prostitutes. These were just desperate gals over to come partay. But it was so funny what happened when they got there, because Kendall, they were just not impressed by his choice of snackage.
Well, but that's the first reason we ever leave a party.
That's why I call on the way and say, what do you got? Tell me what's on the buffet line.
Should I stop and have a buffet before I get there?
That's going to let me know whether I quote-unquote have a flat tire before I get there. But anyway, Kendall, Bieber's gal pals were not so lucky. They went
Bieber.
And there were not the, you know, artisan cheeses and $1,000 bottles of champagne one might assume Biebs would have on hand. Instead, there was, you know, just this intense odor of weed. And it was like Austin was there. And, you know, a table just filled with Doritos and McNuggets and chocolate candy bars. Can you believe this, everybody?
Bieber.
Kendall, what do you think? Is Bieber loco? What do you think? What's your take on all this media?
I think he has gone loco.
He's loco.
I was never a big Bieber fan to begin with, and now I'm just like, it's just kind of sad to watch.
Oh. So sad, Bieber. I'm sorry. That's all the media I have.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I want to also apologize to our listeners for dedicating a whole media minute to Justin Bieber.
Yes. You owe me an apology.
I'm sorry.
You owe Mr. Schneidbottom an apology.
I'm sorry. But isn't that crazy? That just seems insane. First of all, I'm 19-year-old billionaire Justin Bieber, who weighs 2 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get hookers? What's the deal?
I guess it's only for a special occasion, like when you go to Brazil.
What's the deal with hookers, babes?
Oh, no, Cliff. It's just sad. It's sad that he's doing that kind of stuff, and it's just sad that, that we're leaving the studio for good.
It is sad.
Listeners.
I told you this would be a moving episode, everybody.
Oh, it's moving. We're moving out.
Oh.
If our listeners are as sad as we are,
yeah.
You can continue. Continue to go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Keep doing it, everybody.
Facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Twitter.com/cliffandkendall. Or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. I did have that number moved over. Maybe we'll change the area code, but for now, we still have a Los Angeles number. It keeps us real hip here in Busheltown.
Oh, thank God. Kendall, to exist is to change. To change is to mature, and to mature is to go on creating oneself endlessly. And that was said by Henry Bergson.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Cliff, moving on is a simple thing. What it leaves behind is hard. And that was Dave Mustaine.
Oh, man cannot discover new oceans unless he has the courage to lose sight of the shore. And that was, of course, said by Andre Gade. I can only assume
it, Cliff.
How you pronounce that.
Love it.
Love
G'day. It. G'day, mate. Cliff, we keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious, and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. And that was Walt Disney.
Oh, Walt. All changes, Kendall, even the most longed for, have their melancholy. For what we leave behind us is a part of ourselves. We must die to one life before we can enter another. And that was said by Anatoa, I guess. I don't know.
Anatoa.
Let's just call her A. France.
Well, I wish I would hurry up and go ahead and die so I could start the next one.
Looking for
things. Cliff, why don't you take us home down those new roads toward Busheltown?
Oh, Kendall, the time has come for us to say goodbye. Goodbye, studio. Goodbye, soundboard.
Goodbye, Grover's Corner.
Goodbye, chairs. Goodbye, storage closet. Goodbye, writer's room. Goodbye, bowl of Xanax.
No, I'm taking that with us.
Goodbye. Oh, did you pack that St. Patrick's Day sherry? Did you find that?
Oh, yes, I did, after I had a glass.
All right, good.
Well, we'll see you here next week, everybody.
We sure will. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening.
Oh, goodbye.
Bobby's driving through the city tonight, through the lights in a hot new rental car.
He joins the lovers in his heavy machine. It's a scene down on Sunset Boulevard.
Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye, my baby.
Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye, my baby.
Johnny's taking care of things for a while, and his style is so right for Troubadour.
They got him sitting with his back to the door. Now he won't be my fast gun anymore.
Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye, my baby.
Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye, my baby.
Moving out is a chance. You take any time, you try to stay together.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. say a word out of line, you find that the friends you had are gone forever.
Oh, this is Butter 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 Churn. Play that saxophone.
Boy, she really does know how to blow, doesn't she, Kendall? The saxophone.
Oh, that was wonderful, Mrs. Butter-Butter-Butter-Churn. Thanks, boys!
Moving on is a chance that you take anytime you try to stay together. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Say a word out of line, you find that the friends you had are gone forever.
Many faces in and out of my life. Some will last, some will just be now and then. Life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. Say goodbye to Hollywood. Say goodbye, my baby.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
Say goodbye, my baby.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.